This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, June 21st. God's word for you today is qualified. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 32, and it says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to have you, to sift you like wheat, but I have pleaded in prayer for you that your faith should not completely fail. So, when you have repented and turned to me again, strengthen and build up the faith of your brothers. Who can understand the failure someone going through bankruptcy feels better than someone that has gone through bankruptcy? Who understands the feeling of failure that someone who has lost his job feels better than someone who has lost his job before? God is saying, do not waste your hurt. Use it to help the next generation. If Jesus were to choose a leader for his church, it should not be Peter. Peter denied Jesus. Perhaps Jesus should choose someone like John, who seemed to have everything together. However, if you look closer, John too was flawed. But the most prim and proper of Jesus' disciples was probably John. Then there were people that you never hear about their issues, like Bartholomew and Thaddeus. Then there was Nathanael, the man without gall. But when Jesus wanted to trust someone with leadership, Jesus chose someone who had been wounded, scarred, someone who had fallen and failed. Jesus chose Peter because God always uses losers so that he alone gets the glory. God is not looking for perfect people. God is looking for people whose hearts are loyal and perfect towards him. And that was Peter. He could make mistakes and talk brashly, but Peter's heart was for Jesus. It's all about the heart. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 32 says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to have you, to sift you like wheat, but I have pleaded in prayer for you, that your faith should not completely fail. When you have turned to me again, strengthen and build up the faith of your brothers. For everyone that Satan has asked to sift, the prayer that I have prayed for you will avail in your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your faith will not fail. Jesus told Peter to strengthen and build up the faith of his brothers, Bartholomew, Nathanael, and Thaddeus, the perfect boys. Peter was the one who was qualified to disciple, help, and strengthen them. If you're going through a storm, I pray that your faith will not fail in Jesus' mighty name. You may think your life is useless because of the troubles you have been through. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the best of your life is about to break forth. The remaining days of this month and the second half of the year will be greater than the first half. God will do for you what eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and what has not entered into man's imagination. God has allowed men to trample over you. You have gone through the waters and the fire. I declare that your enlarged place, your well-watered garden, begins today in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this journey of victory in every step. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.